Welcome to another worldwide podcasting episode of The Decline and Fall of America. I am Charles Factor, broadcasting live from the relatively new studios in Holly Springs, North Carolina. Today we have an interesting and fascinating subject for discussion. We're going to be talking about how the oceans have become garbage dumps. Basically, America and other industrialized nations and undeveloped nations have been dumping all kinds of crap into the ocean, including radioactive waste, baby bottles, spam, you name it. The oceans have become a dumping ground. And of course, you may go, well, so what? What do you care? Well, a lot of our water is now desalinized from the oceans, means we're drinking it. A lot of our fish that we eat come from the oceans, which means we're eating it. A lot of people like to swim in the ocean, which means you're swimming in it. And of course, a lot of our ecosystems, animals and plants, depend on healthy oceans, and our oceans are no longer healthy. They have become garbage dumps. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, this is a long article in the Guardian newspaper, and I cannot read this article. It's just too long. But I'll give you the headline of it, and I'll read portions of it. You can read the entire thing online if you want to. Again, this is from the Guardian newspaper, a reputable newspaper out of England, because American newspapers no longer cover this kind of thing. So the Guardian newspaper wrote a very long article on it, the headline of which, and you can find it online, is, quote, "Radioactive waste, baby bottles, and spam. The deep ocean has become a dumping ground." That's the name of the article. And here is parts of the article. It's too long to read the whole thing. So I am just going to read some part of it. Here we go. Quote, "The deep has long been treated as somehow separate from the surface world, a shadowy, non-place populated by alien creatures. And while this is partly a response to the difficulty in studying it, it reflects an ingrained tendency." So that's kind of the introduction to the article. I'm skipping down a little bit. Skipping a little further. It is a very long article. So again, I can't read the whole thing. Skipping a little further. Still skipping, believe it or not. I'll get to the main parts. Just skipping along. Again, this is a massively long article. Continuing. Okay, here we go. So this is about halfway through the article, as far as I know. Quote, this is from the article, quote, "In the years after the First and Second World Wars, the British, American, Soviet, Australian, and Canadian governments consigned hundreds of thousands of tons of obsolete chemical weapons to the depths in waters all over the world, either piecemeal in drums or by scuttling entire ships laden with mustard gas, nerve agents such as sarin. And although the public outcry meant that the practice was finally brought to an end in 1972, hundreds of fisheries in Europe and the United States and elsewhere and fishermen have been hospitalized after hauling solidified lumps of mustard gas or shells containing the substance to the surface in their nets. The ocean's depths have also been used as the final resting place for large amounts of nuclear materials. A 2019 study found that at least 18,000 radioactive objects are now scattered across the bottom of the Arctic Ocean, many of them dumped there by the Soviet Union, which includes vessels such as the K-27, a nuclear submarine powered by an experimental liquid metal cooled reactor, which was scuttled in 1982 with its reactor still on board when the explosive charges that were supposed to sink the K-27 failed to detonate, and it had to be rammed with a tugboat, and the wreck of the K-141 Kursk, which also sank in the Barents Sea in 2000, during a naval exercise, killing all 118 people on board and bearing its reactor and fuel to the bottom, and also including the K-159 attack submarine, which sank while being towed near Murmansk in 2003 with 800 kilograms of uranium fuel on board. The head of Norway's nuclear safety authority says it's only a matter of time before these objects release their toxic legacy into the water, and called the situation a Chernobyl in slow motion on the seafloor. While the Soviet Union dumped more nuclear waste on the seafloor than any other country, it certainly was not alone. Between 1948 and 1982, the British government consigned 70,000 tons of nuclear waste to the ocean's depths, while the United States, Switzerland, Japan, and the Netherlands are just a few of the nations that have used the oceans to dispose of radioactive material. And while international treaties now prohibit the dumping of radioactive waste at sea, the British government is currently exploring plans to dispose 750,000 cubic metric tons of nuclear waste, including 100 tons of plutonium, beneath the seafloor off of Cumbria. I'm skipping a little bit further. Here we go. Quote, "The dumping of nuclear waste in the oceans is only one part of a far larger story of carelessness and greed. Human waste in the form of plastics and other objects is now everywhere in the ocean, a fact that is made brutally apparent in Japan's Agency for Marine Earth Science Technology, which documented the presence of tires, fishing nets, sports bags, mannequins, beach balls, baby bottles spread across the seafloor at depths of many thousands of meters. In some regions, the number of objects exceeds 300 per mile. The tide of garbage has even reached the deepest and remote parts of the ocean. When the explorer Victor Vescovo arrived at the bottom of the Mariana Trench in 2019, he didn't just encounter previously unknown species of amphipods. He also found plastic bags and sweet wrappers." It goes on from there. Again, I'm skipping along. "Possibly even more disturbing, though, is the growing accumulation of microplastics in the ocean depths. Microplastics are the result of larger plastic objects breaking down in the water. Often, they become plastic beads used in face scrubs and other products and are deliberately engineered. Increasingly, these amounts are the result of the growing use of artificial fibers such as polar fleece, which may be shed in huge quantities of tiny filaments every time they are washed. In the upper layers of the ocean, these microplastics have invaded the food chain, collecting higher and higher concentrations as one moves upwards through the layers of predation. Some parts of the Pacific, there is now a zooplankton-sized plastic, more zooplankton-sized plastic than plankton, meaning that animals such as whales and birds are consuming microplastics in large quantities, leaving to malnutrition and damage to their organs as the microplastics collect in their tissues." It goes on and on and on from there. I'm not going to read the whole article again. I'm just skipping along. Here's one more section of the article. Quote, "Many chemicals accumulate in the same way. Some of the most worrying of these are what is known as persistent organic pollutants, also known as PCBs. They were originally used for cooling and insulation in the 1920s, but by the 1940s, they were also incorporated into paints, adhesives, PVC coatings, on electrical wires, and a plethora of other products. The widespread use of PCBs meant that large quantities were released into the environment, and the effect did not become apparent until the 1950s, when the Danish scientist Søren Jensen found traces of them caught in pike that was being caught off the shores of Sweden. Over the next 2 years, Jensen detected traces of PCBs everywhere, in the fish and in the birds, and even in the bodies of his wife and daughter." It goes on from there. It talks about all these different chemicals that are now found all over the ocean. So I'm not going to read the whole article again. It just goes on and on. But the basic problem is that America and other governments around the world, both developed and undeveloped, are dumping radioactive materials, chemicals, garbage, just plain old everyday garbage, into the oceans. And, you know, you can do that only for so long until eventually it reaches a critical mass and the water becomes filled with chemicals and radioactive and filled with garbage, and we're drinking it, and we're eating the food from it, and we're swimming in it, and it starts to affect not just the plants and the animals, it starts to affect human beings as well. Well, that's where we are right now. You know, America, this great empire, never developed a proper waste disposal system in the United States. So as our population has grown and continues to grow because of illegal immigration, because of our broken federal government, we're obviously just going to increase the amount of garbage that we are creating. And where's that garbage ending up? Well, some does end up in landfills on land, which does create other problems in our water and land on ground. But it also is being dumped into the oceans. Like it or not, that's where a lot of it is ending up. Whether intentionally or unintentionally, that's where it ends up. Not always, but a lot of the time. And it's creating an environmental catastrophe. Well, there you have it. Do you think this is just another sign of the decline and fall of America? Or do you think, yeah, this could go on forever? I personally don't think it can or should go on at all. You can draw your own conclusions. I'm Charles Factor, broadcasting worldwide from the great state of North Carolina, wishing you a great day.